Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Women's Aid Annual Impact Report 2023 has been released, and the details show that over 40,000 disclosures of domestic abuse against women and children have been made. This is the highest ever received by the organisation in its 50-year history. And Linda Smith, National Free Phone Manager with Women's Aid, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Linda. There's some damning statistics in this report, 40,000 disclosures. Am I right in thinking that you believe that 1 in 4 Irish women have suffered domestic abuse?
Well, are subjected to abuse over their lifetime period. So what we
so
do
at some
know
point,
around... Yes, at yeah. some point in their lives, that's the statistics from the Fundamental Rights Agency statistics. But as you said, Ciara, over 40,000 disclosures this year in our 50th year, a lot of work being done. But what we know around those disclosures is that in 2023, women have felt confident enough to reach out for support last year. And they are telling us about multiple experiences of different types of abuse within the four categories. So physical, emotional, sexual and financial. And the starkest figures are the rise in the disclosures around physical abuse and okay. violence experienced by women, and also financial abuse, which is absolutely harrowing for any woman who's living in her home and she's subjected to okay. that relentless those relentless types of abuse.
Linda, can I ask you, do we think that domestic abuse, because this is obviously the single biggest number of disclosures you've ever received, do we think that domestic abuse is increasing, or do you think that actually this is possibly a good thing? Because it's not that it's increasing, it's that women feel more empowered to talk about it now.
It could be a double-edged sword, Ciara, because women are making more contact with us, which is absolutely amazing. They're feeling confident to reach out, but they're also feeling confident to talk in details. We don't solicit information from women, but women are telling us that this is what's happening to them in their relationship.
Okay.
The fact that they know we're here and, you know, we listen, believe, support and empower women to get back in touch with themselves, understand what's going on with the relationship, talk to them about the dynamics of abuse. They feel safe. We provide that safe space and a confidential space for them to open up. And it's only through the engagement with our frontline services, with our National Free Phone Helpline services, that women are giving us their experiences. And thankfully, you know, more and more women, as time moves on, will be aware of the frontline services that are there, like our Free Phone National Helpline, and they can reach out for support when they feel ready to actually access the services that they need. But there's lots of frontline services there to support women.
Some of the other, I suppose, things that have been released today by way of insights is into cases of coercive control convictions going through the courts. Your report says in this that there are questions now about the sentencing for this offence.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the maximum sentence that a perpetrator can be charged with is 5 years. So what we are seeing through this report, the Insight report, is that, you know, there's aggravating circumstances and there are multiple disclosures and evidence around the types of abuse that the victim survivor is disclosing and has experienced, not just individual incidences of abuse in a short period of time. It's coercive control by its entire nature. It's persistent pattern of controlling, coercive and threatening behaviour. So it could be a combination of any one or two of the categories of abuse, but it's about the behaviour that's persistent. So when we talk to women on the helpline, it's really important for them to hear that coercive control or control is a crime in this country.
Okay. And do you believe, you know, Linda, though, that the sentencing then, that there should carry a maximum sentence that's longer than 5 years? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there should be, because, you know, the average sentence time spent in prison for those who have been prosecuted already is 3 years, 2 months.
Okay.
So out of a total of 5 years, the likelihood is they, you know, they will be out in 3 years, 2 months.
And maybe lastly, Linda, in terms of the resources that you have, your ability, I mean, you're saying that you offer a safe space to women to talk and it's confidential, which is a great thing. But obviously, if women want to leave, and particularly around the time that they might leave, they are at their most the greatest risk from the perpetrator
Absolutely.
Of their abuse. We don't have a huge number of refuge places or things like that. Are most women in this position, are they sort of advised to go and stay with family, or what do we do as a country that doesn't have, as I say, enough refuge places?
Yeah, well, look, there's obviously a process around all of those things that you suggested. Refuge always is the last resort when somebody is really so frightened and terrified. Their life is at risk that they have to get somewhere safely. We know that one third of the victims do not disclose what's going on for them because of the stigma and shame. So therefore, they may not reach out to family and friends. Okay, so it's really important, I suppose, that we look, when we support women, we look at the supports that are in place already, and we do make that assessment in order to support them further. There's 42 domestic violence support services in Ireland. Most of them provide refuge accommodation, but the problem is, you know, those refuges are very often full to capacity. Yeah. And, you know, safety planning, as you said yourself there, leaving a relationship where there is abuse, power and control is a very, very dangerous time for women. And, you know, I suppose that's the crucial piece, that they know what service to reach out.
Okay.
If it's not for safe accommodation, it is to explore safety planning with individual women. So I think that's the crucial piece and the most
Absolutely.
Important
Look,
piece. But
thank you for talking to us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Linda Smither, who is the National Free Phone Manager with Women's Aid. And if you have been affected by anything within this interview, you can contact the Women's Aid 24-hour National Free Phone Helpline. It's on 1-800-341-900, 1-800-341-900, or indeed the National Mail Advice Helpline, which is 1-800-816-588.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.